That really is full circle when a new baby doesn't know that it has hands and feet. Full circle.
Yeah. She died the day after.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. When, do you remember, not the date particularly, but do you remember what year that was? Do you remember, no?
Yeah, well, that would be in the family tree.
Okay.
I can't tell you. No, I forget.
Hmm.
I've been so many times to Norway and all.
I bet it was 1986. Because she was there in 81. I remember meeting her.
I think Andreas died when he was 70. No, he was 80. 80. No, I can't remember.
Yeah. I think, because I have a feeling that after 1981, your next trip to Norway was 1986. Or maybe, yeah, I think it was 86.
No, I was there for two art shows that I showed my paintings.
Right.
One of them is that, from that.
Yeah.
And that's a very nice picture. I like that.
Yeah.
The newspaper guy came and took that.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of creativity, artistry in our family.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Johannes, who lives in Oslo, he started up as a tinsmith. He graduated as a chemical engineer from Trondheim.
Mm-hmm.
And then he married the daughter of the guys who made the bowl and the plate, bowl that you used last night.
Van der Lippe.
Yeah, Van der Lippe. And she was a designer for Norway's greatest glass factory, producing all sorts of events.
What was her name?
Yeah, what was her name?
She's the wife of Johannes, did you say?
Yeah, she was, but she split off from him.
Oh, okay.
Or he split off from her. I think she was the one who left. Mm-hmm. And they had some children, and then Johannes moved away from... He made things out of tin. I should show you one thing. I wrote to Johannes when I was a member of Torskeklubben.
Mm.
We were looking for a pin that we could all wear.
Mm.
And so I wrote to Johannes and I said, make me a pin with the head of a codfish.
Yeah.
And he did, and I have it.
Mm.
But Johannes wanted $50 a piece for them to make them. That was not that easy. It was silver.
Yeah. Oh.
And so the club didn't want to spend money on that.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful pin.
Mm.
He also made what I should show you, if I can find it now. And I think that's what I would want you to give to Owen.
Okay.
It's a musical instrument.
Oh.
He's interested in that, isn't he?
Yeah, sure.
See if I can find it. Sit down here to see. Thank you.
She does not want to move. Her ears were back.
I just looked at it here not very long ago.
What kind of instrument is it, Dad?
Well, I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
No, that's...
cork.
There it is.
Okay. Oh, that's a Jew's harp.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Johannes made it.
He did.
And he gave it to me at one point.
Wow.
Don't you think Owen would like that?
Sure. I like how the clasp, it slides to lock.
Yeah, he made the lid and everything.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You can't hear it.
She can. Neat. That's quite cool.
So that is from my cousin Johannes.
Isn't that neat? I wonder, it looks... I wonder what that is made out of, the case. It looks like Bakelite.
Yeah, it does.
But I don't think I found
it.
Yeah. Shall I take that back for Owen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a moment here.
No, I will need some help here.
Yep. Actually.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was worthwhile. Isn't that a curious thing?
He never initialed it or anything.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that could interest Finn. I feel guilty.
Oh, well.
Is there something here that you see?
Well, she likes visual things and she draws. So photographs or bits of art or painting or drawing or photographs.
Well, I have drawings. You mean some of my flower drawings?
I don't really know. She draws people all the time.
Yeah, I know. I never did that though. Yeah. Except I have made some of myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know where the hell they are now.
Right. Well, I feel like that you should make that decision. I don't want to point out anything.
No. I understand that, but that just sort of
compounds the problem.
Leaves me wondering what the heavens mean.
Yeah.
Would she like that funny head there out of pottery?
Yeah, she might do that. The one from Ulrich.
Yeah. He gave that to me last time.
Oh.
I was visiting with it.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Shall I get that?
Okay.
Yeah. 1992.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That's
it's lovely. Just bisque, so it can easily be broken.
Yeah. So it hasn't been fired?
It has been fired, but it is the firing that you do to prepare it for glazing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's much, you want the clay to be porous so that when you make the glaze with water, it sucks up the water and leaves the color behind.
You know what is interesting?
Huh?
When you hold it with one hand, your fingers go where he pinched it. You can feel his fingerprints on the back.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that neat? I had the same experience in Jordan at the archaeological dig. There was a clay lamp that was found from the Second Iron Age. It was 5,000 years old.
Oh.
And I picked it up, and on the bottom, two imprints, and I could still feel the fingerprints of the man who made it.
Then I will give you something.
Where did this come from?
It came from China.
Oh.
When the gold rush was on in BC, the Chinese imported, I don't know what kind of liquid it was. It was sealed with wax paper. They would put the paper on and then dip it in wax to contain the liquid inside, and then imported this. And this one I got from Fort Steele in southeastern BC.
Yeah.
And do you know why I bought it? Do you see that?
Oh, yes.
Do you see that?
Yeah, the fingerprints.
The way it was dipped, thumb there, and two fingers there.
Yeah.
Because that's how I dipped in my bowl.
Isn't that neat? There, I see it. That's quite cool.
So that thing... I think that's very, very special.
It looks on the bottom like a different kind of clay.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So these came from one of the gold miners, Chinese gold miners.
Yeah, neat.
And it was found in a midden.
In a midden?
Around Fort Steele, yeah.
Wow. How on earth did they let you buy it? Did at a store?
I got paid $10 for it.
Really?
I felt it was a real gem.
Interesting that it's a little bit flattened on one side.
I know. I don't think the Chinese were particularly fussy.
Yeah. I wonder what was in there.
It was something to eat. It was something, some food.
It must have been quite liquid to be able to pour out.
Maybe, yeah. They probably had a cork in there or something.
Yeah. Isn't that neat? Oh, thank you.
You're interested in it?
Yeah, thank you very much.
No.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Fort Steele, okay. That's neat.
And unless you've been a potter, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. That's quite a cool thing.
Yeah, you can use it.
I'll put some dried flowers in it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
I think I'm going to need another bag to take home.
Yes. You know what Wheezy wants to inherit?
Mm-hmm.
Is this thing.
Oh, yeah. The bag.
You know?
Looks like a politician.
Yes, that's Brendan Behan.
Yeah, and another thing.
Yes, that's right. Grandmother, grandfather.
Right. Now that looks like a photograph.
Yeah, it is.
A photograph for the drawing from the painting.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a photograph originally.
I didn't either. I didn't think about that.
Isn't that interesting?
Let's go have a look. I want to there's something on the inside too.
Okay. Did Hiske make this? Who made this? Oh yeah. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Who made this piece?
Marit Oos.
Oh, Marit Oos made this. Really?
Yeah. I'll be
there. I met her, I think. I think I met her in 81.
Yeah, she came to visit with her youngest son at the house.
Here?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, Marit. Yes. Yes. And she went to Bhutan also, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
that's one that Weezy has her eye on.
Yeah, sure. Where did she get those images?
I have no idea.
Is she still around?
Yes, she's still alive.
I would like to... do you have her email address?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It is the same.
It is. So where did she get that?
I never ever thought it.
And that is a photograph, for sure. So it was a photograph into a painting, into a drawing.
Yeah, I don't know the sequence.
No. So I'm going to email her and find out where she got that from.
Yeah.